you doing?
Good. Can I ask you a question?
Good evening, everybody. Coming up on 8:03 here on the Pacific Coast. It is time for North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. Steve Mortland, Galen Heath, and Carla. Galen Stewart, Carla Heath. I had to run a little bit before we got in, so I'm a little out of whack.
Kind of running
in
circles.
Here with us, and I don't have Carla's program up here,
no.
So just give me 1 second here, and I will bring you guys up. We are going to do nothing but talk about the huge event coming up out at Evergreen Speedway weekend, and that is the opening of the season for the ASA. Now I got to take a deep breath. ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour, presented by Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. And I am struggling mightily trying to bring the program up here. There it is. Bingo.
Hello,
you
hello.
You two are awesome. There's that button again. There's that noise. So I know where to
now. Okay.
We go. How are you guys?
We're doing great over here. Besides the button noise in our
ear. We had that problem last week, and it sounds like we're in an echo now, and everything's all nasty.
I was going to say, you sound like
nasty.
You're in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Echo, you got one of our sponsors in right off the bat. I'm so proud of you, Steve.
You know, and I said it all in capitals, too, the way it's exactly spelled. Go ahead and introduce our guest, would you, Carl? I got to do one thing here.
Okay, we've got Ron Bennett from the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour.
Presented by Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. How'd I do?
You did awesome.
Very well done. Always impressive. And to my right is a longtime respected announcer, PR guy. He's done it all. Scott Ellsworth joins us over to my right. How are you, Scott?
Well, I was fine until all of a sudden I heard Ron. You told me that if we came down here tonight that you were not going to plug him in, and that was one of the reasons I came.
Oh, well, I rode with you, Scott. Now, come on.
Now you see why I have a piece of big gold thick glass in between these two?
Yeah, exactly.
Galen Stewart joins us. Fresh off his victory in the, what was the name of the race that he won?
The Spring Fling.
The Spring Fling 300. You might want to press your button down to make sure you're in program.
Well, he won the...
He did. Can I tell you?
There we go.
Can I tell you how exciting that was?
Yeah, please do.
He started, I think there was between 55 and 60 cars. He started like almost dead last. Well, his dad and I were sharing a car.
Uh-huh.
And we had a little mechanical problem or a problem, and came in the pits, and he and his dad and I were working on the car. All of a mm-hmm. sudden, here comes Galen in, jumps out of his car, asks for a tool, goes to the front of the hood, brings it up, gets his thing fixed, jumps back in, puts his belts on, gets back out there, and again, from the back, he won.
Wow. What a triumph, Galen.
Woohoo, can you hear me?
Are you speechless?
Yeah, I'm speechless. I'm just mesmerized by the whole thing.
I bet you are.
You know what, though? It's really cool racing out there with the Hornets. There's, 60 cars or something, and there's a lot of great drivers. And, you know, you can see a lot of potential in drivers coming up through. You know, you watch the Hornets and you drive around, you're in lots of traffic, and seeing these guys drive, there's a lot of really good drivers out there just given the opportunity.
And some never raced before, not with much experience. I got to tell you, I want to give the kudos out to Michael Hodel, who led the first 125.
Wow.
Laps of that enduro race, and he raced it in what kind of car was that, Galen?
I don't know, but there was lots of dents.
Yeah, well, you know why? They bought it for $100 from Guy Litz. He raced it down the Tacoma Dome as a crash car, rollover car, whatever. Didn't do anything to it. Takes it out to Evergreen and leads.
Wow. 125 laps?
Yes, then had a tire problem, then a motor problem. But
now, you went in, you went down like 6 laps right in the middle of the race, didn't you?
Well, the injected cars start about 5 laps behind the carbureted cars. And honestly, I just go out and drive as fast as I can for as long as I can or until the car breaks down. And it just worked out good. I don't know how many laps we went down, maybe 4 or 5 or something. But it was just so much fun. How about, it was a great race. But let's talk about the race coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, Ron Bennett has made the trip over from Yakima. And, Ron, let's explain what you do normally throughout the week, and then we'll get into what you're doing this weekend.
Well, anybody knows me, I don't do anything normally. But I am the manager of Yakima Speedway, and I've taken on the duties of being the administrator for the new ASA Northwest Tour after NASCAR dropped it in 2006 and said that it was not going to be back in contention for 2007. We started it up with the help of many very, very good people. Of course, Scott Ellsworth sitting over there is a big part of what we're doing. Jim Michelson helping out a lot. And lots of the racers that's helped us all year long. And we're really looking forward to our race this weekend and a very, very exciting 2008 season. It's going to be very, very good for the fans. It's going to be good for the racers. Some rules changes that have taken place for 2008 that are going to entice a lot more racers.
And Scott, hey, and I figured out our problem too. You guys don't hear the
no.
Ron's hair almost went from white to black when that little beep came on.
My hair is not white. My hair is aluminum.
Ooh.
Aluminum.
And as I mentioned when we came on, one of a lot of people's favorite people, Scott Ellsworth, is with us. And Scott has the distinction of being the announcer again for 2008 for the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour. And he's going to be
presented by Echo.
Outdoor power equipment. Thank you. The name of the series is a series unto itself.
It is. And I'm trying to figure out how many times I'm going to be able to get it in one night without upsetting people. But
well, that's all right.
We're so excited about having Echo come on and join Aero Exhaust. Really now takes the series to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Now, are we going to try and get a hold? Ron, I asked you if we could get a hold of a gentleman that could talk to us about Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. Were we able to facilitate that?
I would love to be able to tell you we can, but he called right as Scott and I were headed over here, and he was headed to the airport, and he is flying up here to our beautiful country as we speak.
You guys have also got a pretty cool event going on tomorrow afternoon out in Monroe. Can you let me know?
Actually, starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Coast to Coast Store out in Monroe, we're going to have a little bit of a car show out there. We're going to have some of the drivers. We're going to have a show car. We're going to have a Super Modified. We're going to have Jill Lang is going to have her Northwest Tour car and also one of the cars that she runs on a weekly basis here at the Evergreen Speedway. And we're going to give away some schedules, and there's going to be some giveaway hats and that type of thing. It's going to happen rain or shine, but it's going to be shine, shine, shine. There's
there
not going to be any rain.
There you go.
You know, Steve, it's been amazing. Over the years, I've heard Ron's voice on the microphone at Yakima Speedway and talking about here at Yakima Speedway and announcing a lot of very, very popular names. It's really unusual, I must say, to hear Ron talking about right here at Evergreen Speedway and promoting the Evergreen Speedway. And it's very exciting for us to have you in here, Ron. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I sure appreciate being invited to do it. And, you know, we're all in this together. I mean, if one racetrack fails, we all are the losers for that. And we were just having that talk over lunch today of the great racetracks that we have lost around the region just recently, and they probably are not going to be replaced. So when Evergreen does good, Yakima does good, South Sound does good, up at Skagit on the dirt, Elma, all of the tracks around here, as they work together and build together, it helps us all. When one doesn't do well because of attendance or because of car count or whatever, or people get disgruntled with the way it's happening, actually they're hurting the whole sport of stock car racing, and we just cannot allow that to happen.
Well, speaking of racetracks and you know, the possibilities, we all know about what happened over at Tri-Cities, and what about Spokane Raceway Park? Are you familiar with any of the goings on over there?
Well, I've seen a little bit about it, Galen, and it's I don't know really what to say. It is a possibility that it could be purchased. It's going to be auctioned off in lots, and actually there's some race people that are looking to bid on it as it comes up for auction. I did receive I'm not even sure what they call it, to be honest with you, but a proposal, if you want to call it that, of what it would cost to bring up Spokane to a level, a nice standard. Mm-hmm. And they were talking between $300,000 and $600,000 not to improve the place, just to bring it up to standard. Mm-hmm. And by standard, I mean good concessions and safety and that type of thing. So it'd take a real capital investment. That doesn't mean that somebody out there might not want to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, we aren't talking just the oval track. We're talking the drag race, drag strip, and we're talking about that beautiful road course that they mm-hmm. have over there. So it's not as if they're working on just the half-mile oval. That is coming up for auction. I do know that there are some race people, some oval track people that are interested in bidding on it. and whether they will be successful or not. Let's just keep our fingers crossed, because although it has not reached anywhere near the potential it should have over the years for various reasons, it could be a very, very good venue to have in our area, and it'll be another shame if something happens that it becomes housing or a casino or whatever, or a parking lot, for criminy sakes.
Well, also, the county is looking very hard at it right now, and they may be bidding on it and to keep it as a racetrack. Also, the casino, the Indians over there are looking at it also and potentially keeping it as a racetrack. So let's all just kind of hope. I believe the auction is next month in April, and that would be a big boost to the Northwest if Spokane Raceway Park can come back and be what it was years ago, one of the top places to go. If you have not been there, it's awesome. It's got a center medium where you go up, and that's where your concessions are, and you drop down one side, and you've got the drag strip, and you drop down the other side, and you've got the half-mile racetrack. And on a Saturday night, you got a chance to do both. If you wanted to go over and watch the drags for a while, it was great, or went back over during intermission and watched the circle track. So it was very unique in how it was set up.
Gearing our focus, maybe, Scott, this week towards the 5/8 mile oval, what should we expect out of the ASA Northwest Tour this weekend?
Fast cars, lots of cars. We're really excited that it seems like we've got a very large contingent of cars that have signed up already. Some new names, and that's going to be exciting because it's now starting to turn a little bit. Galen, you know, the names that have been around for years, you're still going to see them, but it's also great to see a lot of new names. And we'll go over those here in just a little bit. I'll get my notes out and go through some of those names. Some may be familiar, some unfamiliar.
Very cool. Oh, Ron, I just got a message, and I'm supposed to ask you a question about airport security.
No.
Not going there?
No.
It was the aluminum in your hair.
I'm sure it was, and I don't have any idea who would have told you that, except thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
No, if you really did get the message, it came from my good friend in Yakima, but very quickly what happened there, we were getting ready to go to the promoters meeting down in Reno, and I went through the security out here at SeaTac. All of a sudden, the guy's eyes got pretty big, and boy, he about fell off his chair, and they immediately whisked me away, and I was they treated me very nicely, but anyhow, it seems they took a rather dim view of some bullets that were in my briefcase.
God.
And
where'd it go?
Yeah, now I have no idea why I'd have bullets. Well, I do, of course, in my briefcase. But I did leave the gun at home.
Oh, good.
But I didn't take the bullets out. And they really took a dim view of
that.
In fact, I got a letter from the safety commissioner, whatever, that I had gone on some list. And,
oh, great.
You know, and all this. So the next time I got on an airplane, I thought, you know, I can just see them. They're going to have me down to my skivvies here before I make it through security. But I made it.
Oh, good for you. Coming up on our show tonight, in addition to Ron Bennett and Scott Ellsworth being here with us pretty much all night long, we are going awaiting a phone call from Jill Lang and Ron Fritzley.
Yep.
Ron, a longtime participant on the old NASCAR Northwest Tour, and he is going to come up and bring his daughter Jill, only the second, correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, but the second female in history to run at Evergreen Speedway?
No, to run in the entire series.
Okay, cool.
Leanne Tanner was the only other one, and I believe she drove two races. Leanne, I know, is listening out there, so she'll correct me if I'm wrong. she does that very well, and I thank goodness for her. She's a great addition to the Northwest Tour this last 2 years. But, yeah, it's really exciting to have another female competitor run with the series and to have it be Jill Lang at her home racetrack.
Oh, yeah.
It makes it even more special.
The thing I'm excited about is that she is going to be driving the Action Auto Parts Royal Purple JNR Motorsports, JNR Truck Rental, Lang Autosports, Monte Carlo.
Wow.
Oh, no. I have to say all that?
No. Just let's go with just Action Auto Parts and JNR Motorsports.
Okay, thank
fine.
You.
But whatever they want, you got to do. Also, we are going to be visiting with several of the participants. We're going to try and get a hold of Jason Frazier, who had just a monster year last year. Came so close to winning several races. Loves run in Yakima Speedway, Ron's home track. And we're just going to kind of go through our collective phone books here and try and get some people on the phone. And then you also, we cannot forget the support event. And boy, you know, it's kind of tough to call it a support event because that is action packed. And that is our friends from the NSRA Kurt Kearns and his group. And Kurt, and you guys got several of his drivers coming
That'll
on too.
That'll be the second era. That'll be Jake Mann, Andy Alberding, and Randy Bauer.
So we have got a lot to do. Let's get to it. We also want to mention that Sunday morning, the Goodies Cool Orange 500 starts at 10:15 a.m. live from Martinsville Speedway in Martinsville, Virginia. And that's going to be a whale of a show, too, as they're getting back from their Easter break. And with that, let's take a break. I think we have technical issues that we don't have anymore. All it is, folks, I swear to God, just one little button. Scott Ellsworth is here. Ron Bennett's here. We're awaiting Joe Lang, Ron Fritzley, and a lot more to come. We are North Sound Racing. And we're going to be back after this. Also want to make sure and thank Sandblasters Incorporated for providing us with our internet connection tonight. So stick with us. We'll be back after this on North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts.